Daydreams, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. David and Bathsheba, by Gia Aid. Mai was wearing her prettiest panties under her skirt. I knew it. Like theatre curtains, they open easily over her pussy, almost as if following suit, when her pumping blood opens the doors further in. One might describe a woman as receptive and open when she is wet and hungry. That's where my Mai wants to be. And she has found her own ways of getting there. Her panties are, in principle, rather like a man's underpants, but in sheer silk. They're quite ticklish for the person wearing them, and alluring for someone like me, who is thinking about them. I can have them on all day, she says, but there still can be moments when I don't think about them. She has the most amusing sense of understatement. She might well come home and declare that this was one of those days when her boss was almost beside himself with lust. He might then return somewhat relieved after having spent almost half a day on his lunch break. We'd laugh and wonder if he could be quite as forthright as Mai is when she comes charging home, assuming it was at home he found his rapid relief. Mai is one of the most outrageous provocateurs, and this provides many amusing stories as well as other benefits. She consciously uses both fantasies and the men she has around her to make herself horny. I not only get the stories, but might also have her come home and be hot-blooded and immediate in ways that only the fewest of men dare dream about. This time, Mai had been given a confirmation class, and I was quite aware that she could return home with stars in her eyes, blessedly horny and shimmering. In the little room, for a couple of hours in the evening, she controlled a number of young lads, and the few girls that were there too. She knew perfectly well how to regulate the temperature. She amused herself by watching the boys disconcertedly shifting position in their tight jeans. She, of course, was utterly correct at all times, leading the conversation about duty and sin and life and lusts with a firm hand. She nevertheless enjoyed the effect when she allowed her bust, in that soft woolen jumper, to find gentle support on the top of the table. Touching, cuddling, recreation. At the same time, she let the conversation turn towards the teenage body's conflicting fantasies. One is not necessarily ready for love, she might say, even if the changes in the body beg and yearn for it, with anger or with sweetness. The act itself is something important and to be shared. But if one is thrown out in it too quickly, what should be bright and beautiful can easily become painful and sore. Of course, she never went so far as to talk about foreplay or stimulation, although she is an artist in these areas. But she let them know between the lines that God is great and creation a gift that should not be overshadowed by fear of doom. She also guarded herself against arriving in a situation where she had to talk about abstinence. For her, it was more an issue of lust.